Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
That's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Kathy Perry is our guest. Social media expert extraordinaire, she is. KathyPerry.com. KP, thanks again for being here. eBay. What's eBay up to?
Well, eBay has kind of been doing something kind of quietly because they're going after Craigslist. They created a mobile app or program called Close 5, and it's been growing to over 7 million downloads.
Wow.
And it's competing with Craigslist in a mobile platform.
Hmm.
Because Craigslist hasn't updated their technology.
Right.
And so it, you know, that all that does is allow competitors to come into that space. You know, if you don't stay up with what's happening in the technology world.
Right.
And people want to search for things, and Craigslist, you know, technology wasn't adapting to mobile. And so there's new competitors in that space. One of them's OfferUp, another one's LetGo, and then eBay has Close 5. And so
how do I get
doing,
would I just go to eBay and then find, and click over?
And actually, you just...
What's the difference? What's the difference in Close 5 and a regular eBay page?
Well, it's because it's not, it's more like a Craigslist classified, so different than eBay.
And is it local? Is it more local too? Do they do local like Craigslist?
Actually, and that's the thing that eBay is doing. They're really targeting it around that local customer, and they're
because eBay's never been local before,
right? And they're partnering with like transport type companies that are like an Uber that could deliver it.
That's really a really good idea.
Yeah. So
especially
they're
for
running.
Things, especially, I mean, I have things I would sell, but nobody would pay the freight to get it there, right?
Right, right. And so they're doing a lot of local classified business by doing this. And, you know, and that's really... you know, an important aspect, and they're in 17 markets worldwide with this local classified business solution.
So just go to eBay and do what to get to take
you,
to?
You actually don't have to go to eBay. Oh. You can just download the app.
Oh, the app. It's just an app.
It's an app
now
on
have,
your mobile phone.
Now I have an eBay app.
Okay, so this one is called
on my phone.
Close.
Did you know that? Did you know I have an eBay app on my phone?
I figured.
Aren't you impressed?
Huh? I'm impressed.
Okay.
So,
you should be.
Yes, Close. CLOSE 5, the number 5.
Right.
That is.
So just download that app and that'll pop it right
download
in there.
And then
will it use your location to find you?
Yeah, it can.
You can use the GPS thing to sort of give you the local links. How about that?
I'm sure. Yeah. And so that way you have a local classified business directory or
pretty cool
selling directory.
Close 5. Close 5. CLOSE 5. Number 5. Check that. Go to my Google Play Store and find it.
Yep.
Okay. So what about QuickTime? Apple.
Oh well, everybody needs to know that Apple is discontinuing QuickTime support from a Windows platform. So their QuickTime media player has some major flaws, security breaches, or security vulnerabilities, let me say that. So they're recommending that you uninstall QuickTime if you have a Windows.
So if I'm using Windows 7 or 10 or 8 or whatever, I have QuickTime, I need to get rid of it.
Yes, yes. And you really don't need it because, you know, you have it. You have a media player already in your Windows platform. So, but you can check and make sure that you don't have QuickTime on your...
I'm not even sure. I don't know if I've got my... If I have QuickTime or not. I haven't
you
used it
may
in
not,
so
but,
long.
You know, back in the day, if you were trying to download something from iTunes,
right.
you used to have to have it.
Well, it's one of those, I think I may have it, because it's one of those things where you want to go get rid of it, and you think, well, you know, I might need that in the middle of the night sometime, or, you know, whatever, I don't have to go get it, right?
That's right, and so it does have a security breach, and so they're Apple, rather than dealing with fixing it for the Windows platform, they're just
and also
no longer
it's another chance to
it.
It's another chance to take a shot at Windows too. That's another thing that Apple did there. So
yes,
I'm sure. Hey, Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job as always. Great job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, KP, KathyPerry.com. Don't forget, check that out. She'll help you. She helped me. I know it. It's hard to believe, but she did. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.